Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Juvenile Hub Podcast. This is episode 62. And today, Mark Howell and I are talking about things to consider about your resume, some things you should leave off your resume, and how emotional intelligence plays into your resume and the interviewing process. Mark's got a ton of experience on this, so looking forward to hearing his comments and feedback on your resume. So Mark Howell from Howell Creative Concepts, what's cooking?
Not much, man. You know, just doing this work thing. Always a pleasure to be with you on these days, these episodes. So I'm excited about this topic. You know, as I have been helping some of my clients comb through resumes, we've been finding some really fascinating things. Some of the stuff that people will put down on a resume are hilarious, but you know, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we would love your feedback too. We're sure, we know there's a lot of you that deal with this on a day in and day out basis. So please contribute to the conversation. We'd love to hear what you feel are good things to do on a resume or not good things. And this would apply to a CV too, which we know is more of a glorified resume. So application across the board. So let's kick it off with this question, Mark. Is there a reason for anyone to put their entire work history on a resume? What are your thoughts?
For me, absolutely not. I think that people make this mistake quite a bit when you're looking at your resume. You have this one opportunity to put your best foot forward. And as many of us know, when you're in a corporate environment, you get flooded with resumes. You look at, is it on one page? Is the formatting appealing? What stands out about it? Unfortunately, many resumes never even get seen because there's so many of them. So you want to make sure that your resume is quickly noticeable and picked up. When you are trying to put work history on a resume that goes too far back, that really doesn't even pertain to or leading up to the job that you're applying for, why are you doing that? First of all, if it spills over onto a second and third page, you clearly need to cut something out of it. Nobody wants to read that much about you. They want to know what the highlights are about you. Why are you the choice? So when I was reading other resumes and actually, it deterred me from even wanting to read more when I started with where they were and all the different jobs, and they didn't even correlate. You know, it was a job hopper in my mind. And what I saw about that was through the history of your work experience, you really didn't stay in one lane. That is a concern for me when I'm looking at resumes. So my advice is think about what you've done in the last few years and put that down. If you've been at one job for the last 10 years, maybe go back to the last two jobs, but hone in on why that one job for 10 years makes you the best candidate. I think that is the most important thing you should be putting on your, what I call, calling card.
Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree. Don't just copy paste what's on your LinkedIn profile, you know, and definitely don't just send somebody a link to your LinkedIn profile. You have to make a resume. Don't be lazy about it. You know, make it nice. Cause I know if anybody's looked at my LinkedIn profile, there is stuff that I did years ago when I was a new dad that has nothing to do with what I do for work and for a career right now. So I totally get it, because it would be very confusing. It's like, well, how's this going to help you with this job?
Right.
Okay. Well, how about let's move to the skills. Now, I know it's a very common section. People want to list their various skills. Any do's or do nots or comments on what would be appropriate for our listeners to think about?
Yeah. So for me, if you are working or applying for one of my clients and I'm helping them review resumes, the skills section is one that I actually go to, my eye goes to. Traditionally, what happens under the skills category is we'll list all sorts of random things or too many things, and we'll list things that aren't even really important. But when I look at the skills, that to me shows a place where you are showcasing anything about yourself that makes you stand out. Typically, when I look at skills, a lot of people will list any of the Microsoft or efficient in Excel, you know, like the systems pieces of what they truly know how to do. But I love it when people put in there something about closing ratios or customer service or team player. It's, we use these very generic terms and put those under skills. But for me, if you're showcasing that as a true skill, that's what you're best at. And so when I'm interviewing someone, I'll say, so great, you know, looking at your skills that you've listed about yourself, it says that you are extremely, you know, you have a high emotional intelligence, or you're great at deflecting, you know, an irate customer. Explain to me a situation where that's happened in the past, and how are you able to do that? 9 times out of 10, it seems like here lately, I've been able to catch people off guard, and they haven't even been able to answer the question about their own skill. I find that to be incredibly unprofessional, and it just it kind of stops me in my tracks, and it says, well, if that's not true, how much of your resume is? So
right,
to
right.
me, it's huge.
I can just imagine that. Put that on your resume. I'm a team player. So, and I'm the interviewer. So tell me what you mean by that. What's your definition of a team player, or what's your definition of a problem solver? You know, I could just imagine that. I just had these crazy visuals in my head of how funny that could be in some situations, because you know, like you said, you have to be, I think, you know, with the technology, especially these resume type processor systems, they're looking for certain keywords on your resume that helps you get to that next cut. So you had better make sure that what you say on there is authentic and factual, because, you know, it's a tough mark. It's an open market, but it's still a tough market too, where you don't want to hurt yourself for future opportunities. Because it's one thing about our industry, Mark, you and I know very well, there's a lot of off the record conversations about people and companies and so on. So you need to maintain your reputation, and honesty and authenticity is super, super important.
Yeah. You know, I think it works both ways too. If someone is looking at a resume, trying to find the best candidate, looking at those skill sets and trying to ask them those difficult questions. I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer. If you're going to write it on your resume, that's exactly where I'm going to go first. So yeah, make sure that you're asking the appropriate questions when you have an application in front of you.
Right. Yeah. Very good. So you and I were talking about this just before recording, the emotional intelligence that comes in on both parties. Like you said, the person who's asking the questions, really being able to determine whether the candidate's a good fit, but even from a resume standpoint, so I'm the applicant. I'm the person that I'm writing up my resume. How does having a decent grasp on emotional intelligence, how does that help, or does it help when trying to write out your resume, and what benefits, if there are any, have you seen?
Sure. You know, when I think about emotional intelligence, and I think about you trying again to apply for a position that furthers your career or brings you a livelihood, I think you have to have some level of emotional intelligence, or gosh, intelligence in that process. There's so many people who write terrible resumes, who don't put any effort into them and still submit them to companies that you know, and ask for these huge salaries. And I'm like, you didn't even put any effort into the resume, your calling card. Right. So what makes me think that you're going to be the best person for the job that I'm looking for? And, you know, the old saying used to be that we used to hire for skill. So when I look at someone's resume and I think, wow, you look really great on paper, but then when you hire them and they are actually the wrong fit for your organization, what we neglected to think about was, are they truly emotional intelligent? Being intelligent is one thing. Your resume looks great on paper. You're spot on great for the job, but your emotional intelligence was missing in this and in the interviewing process. And I should have known that somewhere along the way, the team would fall apart because of putting this one piece into place. So what we look for now is you should be hiring or interviewing for will first and skill, meaning, do you have the willingness? What is your willingness? Are you willing to get along with people? Are you willing to come and be a team player? What are your skill sets? And so now I think many corporations and companies are looking at, are they truly the best cultural fit from their personality, from a personality standpoint? So I think that when I think about emotional intelligence and writing a resume, I think, how can I make myself come across clever and fun and maybe show a little sense of my humor, but also be very professional about doing it? So I do think that there's a very fine sort of art or skill in writing a great resume that stands out, where you can be seen not only for your skill, but for that sort of emotional intelligence skill as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Great, great commentary. Great tips there, Mark. That's awesome. So timely. And it's something we're always working on. Nobody has the, can claim they have perfection at emotional intelligence. So there's so many different ways that applies. And so that's fantastic. And I'll just add in, because, you know, just being the marketing nerd that I am, well, cannot not say this. Don't forget about your LinkedIn profile. Now, you have to understand the separateness between a resume and your LinkedIn profile. Different show, different topic. However, do realize that that is part of recruiting and employee research and so on. So make sure that your LinkedIn account, your profile is up to date. And again, LinkedIn is not a resume platform. It is a social platform. However, LinkedIn is used by many companies just to do further research. So make sure that you've got that kept up to date too. So good show.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Yeah. 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 Thanks for the tips there, Mark. And again, we'd love to hear from you, our audience. Please share any tips that you have, things that you should or should not do when it comes to a resume. What is it that you look for in a resume? What stands out to you? And we'd love to get the community involved and get some feedback on that. So thank you so much for tuning into our show. Thank you for your support and sharing this with your network. We want your feedback. If you have any questions or other topics that you would like Mark and I to discuss, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please just direct message either one of us. Be happy to talk to you and talk about getting that set up. So until next time, class dismissed. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.